From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Minister of Northern Development, Mines and Forestry says an NDP-MPP private members bill to improve winter maintenance on northern highways likely won't receive support from his party. In Kapuskasing this week, Greg Rickford says Guy Bourgoin and the NDP failed to support the Ford government on a number of important votes.
We put those proposals before the legislature in the budget, and unfortunately, like the announcements we're making today, he's voted against.
However, there is support for Meshkegwa James Bay MPP Bourgoin's bill from the Transportation Task Force. Chairman Danny Whelan says his group would likely support it with a letter as part of its recommendations. The private members bill looking to make changes to northern highways, including the reclassification to the same as the 400 series, has gone to committee. It's unknown whether it will stall out before the June election. Pope Francis has apologized for the Catholic Church's role in Canada's residential school system. Indigenous, Métis, and Inuit leaders attended their final audience with the Pope today, ending a week of meetings. Francis told the delegates, "I want to say to you with all my heart, I am very sorry." Indigenous children were forced from their homes to live at the schools, where the aim was to remove their culture and replace it with Christian beliefs. Over the years, there were reports of abuse and over 4,000 deaths reported, but that number isn't clear as many records are incomplete or missing altogether. Payday loans from fringe lenders are pushing more Canadians into unsecured debt. Acorn, a countrywide group that advocates for low and moderate income people, says a 440-member survey between November and January, 113 said they had to take out a high-cost loan because of the pandemic. 80% say they used the money to pay for basic everyday expenses, and a quarter say they took out loans 10 times or more over the past 2 years. The federal government's latest COVID-19 data show Canada is now in a period of transition. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says the journey back to normal won't be easy, with more bumps along the way. That will include a resurgence in cases this spring and likely in the fall and winter. The new numbers follow an increase in wastewater detection of the virus in Ontario, Alberta, and parts of BC. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.